You've probably already heard plenty about the reissue of the Beatles' entire catalog and the release of the new Rock Band video game. Well, our friend Jim Nader has even more Beatles music, but without John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Jim Nader, the Fab Uno, is of course the host of the Annoying Music Show on Chicago Public Radio, which is syndicated to dozens of prison systems across the country. He joins us from their studios at WBEZ. Jim, how are you?
Scott, as always, when I'm on your show, I feel as lonely as Eleanor Rigby. I just put my face in a jar.
Jar that
door.
You keep by the door. I was about to say that myself.
Who's it for, Scott? Who is it for?
All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? But listen, I'm glad you raised that question because it's tough enough for a good singer to do a cover, as it's called, for another song that somebody's made popular. But it's got to be particularly tough for someone to do a re-recording of a Beatles song.
Absolutely. All kinds of artists have done their own versions of the Beatles, Tom Jones, even Elvis Presley. But this next song is not by Tom or Elvis.
Hey, Jews, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to letter into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey, Jews, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better.
That
this?
Version of Hey Jude by the great Tiny Tim from a great
CD. This is Tiny
CD,
Tim?
Actually. Yeah, a great CD called Girl when he combined with Brave Combo. And who thought of doing it as a cha-cha? We love them here at the Annoying Music Show.
Mashups have become popular in recent years, right? Singer DJ mixes two different songs to form a new track?
Absolutely. And with the remastering of the Beatles library, as you said, getting such great acclaim, you would think every Beatles song is on there. But we think they left one out. It's by Alan Copeland, who will never be confused with Aaron Copeland.
Mission Impossible theme, right?
Once I had a girl, or should I say, once she had me.
Wrong.
Yes. Now, Jim, let me understand. This is not like two Yale students just cutting up with a laptop. This was recorded by professional musicians who were trying to sell something?
This was recorded in 1969. Alan Copeland singers, you can laugh all you want. But 40 years ago, this won a Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Pop Paranoid Schizophrenic Arrangement. That's true. Part of
one of
true.
One of my favorite
the Grammy
categories.
Is true.
Yeah, the Grammy part is the...
And people were upset because when they bought it, 5 seconds after they played it, the tape self-destructed. Little Mission Impossible humor.
Couldn't get their money back, could they, come to think of it? Yeah. All right. Now, I remember the first time a few years ago. In the elevator, I heard a Bob Dylan song, and there was a part of me that thought he didn't grow up in Hibbing, Minnesota, thinking, oh, someday they're going to be playing my music in elevators all over the world. Now, that's happened to the Beatles for years now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's a catch-22. It's, oh, the cash, but then, oh, the humanity.
Someday the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me, I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how.
That's the great Telly Savalas, of course.
Telly Savalas?
And admit it, you
liked
it.
Did that Telly Savalas?
Admit it, you liked it, those guys.
I did. I was always a big Telly Savalas. Telly Savalas, the only way that I know that he once recorded an album as music is because he has figured into your little paeans to music before.
Well, you know, I have some of his songs, but we all know you have the definitive Telly Savalas Sings anthology. Scott, do you mind if I go off script just for a moment?
No, I've been looking forward to it.
As you know, it was just a few years ago when I was privileged to make it past security in a 10-year wedding. And I was not surprised at the beauty of Caroline, your French bride, but was surprised at how beautifully she sang. Remember that Beatles tune she sang for you at your wedding? Well, I taped it. I think it's telling that Caroline chose Help as your wedding song.
Sacrament. And, you know, I want you to know, both of our daughters have inherited her beautiful singing voice.
That's actually the great French singer, Mimi Saint-Ange. I apologize to Caroline. She sounds nothing like that.
No,
she's
no,
actually
no.
much worse. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
My wife does everything beautifully.
No.
She's too young to remember the Beatles when they were the Beatles, but anybody, even my wife's age, has grown up listening to the Beatles.
And it's not just in America, of course, or Britain. It's around the world. Play this version backwards. It says, "Paul has the swine flu." Paul has the swine flu. Try it. Well, people don't have turntables, so it's hard to do that.
No, I know. We'll figure out a way. We'll come to our website. We'll do it for you. I understand we have one last clip. Is that correct?
Well, yes. We thought we could prove our theory that the best annoying music is produced when two great forms of music are combined. It creates music so annoying it's actually dangerous. And Miss Kathy Berberian demonstrates this.
Tell you something, I think you'll understand. Then I'll say the something. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand. Oh, dear.
Is this serious?
Yes, Kathy Berberian in the 1960s did operatic versions of contemporary songs, and luckily for the Annoying Music Show, she chose the Beatles.
Oh, my word. But she's really trying there. I mean, she has obviously an exquisite voice.
Well, and that's the beauty of the best annoying music. It's when it's a serious attempt for whatever reason, you know it when you hear it, when it just goes awry, much like your show. That's off the record, though.
Well, Jim, I'd love to say that it's lovely to talk to you, but...
You lie!
That would be... Thank you. Well, that's our friend Jim Nader, who hosts the Annoying Music Show on Chicago Public Radio, which is carried by scores of public radio stations across the country who've lost all sense of self-esteem. Jim, nice talking to you.
I'm glad someone had a good time. Same to you, Scott.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.